Welcome to the Jota and Jyoti edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 20th of October 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Mike, VK7 FB. 14130 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, 28525 MHz by Peter, VK7 TPE, and on DMR Talk Group 3809, just for the Jota weekend, and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. And Jota and Jyoti Weekend. The Jota and Jyoti is the world's largest digital scout event taking place online and over the air. The education event brings together more than 2 million scouts every year in October for a weekend of scouting and friendship. Young people can learn about communications technology and connect with fellow scouts from over 170 countries. There is a Jota Jyoti happening in the south, north and northwest of VK7, supported by the amateur radio groups in each area. We look forward to some great reports in next week's broadcast, and please note that the VK7 Amateur Radio News is going out on DMR Talk Group 3807 for this week only, to leave Talk Group 5 for the Jota contacts. Full details are available on the link in the email edition of this broadcast. And contest news, the VHF-UHF Microwave Spring Field Day. The Spring VHF-UHF Field Day is coming up on the 23rd and 24th of November. I know it's a little way off, but why not take the time to think about dusting off the VHF-UHF gear and seeing who you can contact? There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make contact with you. But you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is easy, as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the points calculations for you. There will be activities on 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. Why not look at building a new antenna for one of the VHF bands and see how far you can reach? There are sections for 8 hours and 24 hours, single and multiple operator stations, so plenty of options. Hope to hear you on the bands, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And Field Day, Antenna Building Days. We have set plans in motion for an antenna building and microwave tune-up day on both the 24th, which is a public holiday in the south, and the 26th of October at the QTH of Rex, VK7MO. On the calendar is building some of Rex's famous 1296 MHz Yagis. Rex has the jig and some parts left over from previous builds. However, some items will need to be purchased in the meantime. The cost of the build of a 1296 Yagi is to be announced. However, if you would like to get the opportunity to build one, now is the time. We have a few different variations of the Yagi to choose from. Even if you don't have 1296 yet, come along, build a Yagi and get on air. In addition, we will be tuning and testing various microwave transverters and systems. If you have a transverter system you'd like tested, make sure it's running, bring it along. The main reason for the day will be to encourage activity on the VHF and above bands for the field day and the up-and-coming summer ahead. VHF and above is certainly alive in VK7. Due to the fact that we don't know exactly how many antennas we need to build, can you please register your interest in this event by emailing Hayden, VK7HH, on email haydenph91, all one word, at gmail.com, as soon as possible, so we can estimate how much material is needed. We'd really like to see some participation from our friends in the north, so why not come down for a day? 73's from Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel. And WIA Conference Weekend 2020, Billeting and Keynotes. The organising committee of the WIA Conference Weekend 2020 is looking for expressions of interest from southern amateurs and families who would be prepared to billet people during the weekend of the 8th to the 10th of May 2020. This is a great way to show Tasmanian hospitality for conference attendees and help reduce their cost for the visit. It's also a great way to meet people who you only talk to on the radio. If you would like to express interest in billeting one or more people, then please email WIA2020conference, all one word, at gmail.com. The WIA Annual Conference 2020 is being held in Hobart at the Best Western Hotel, and the theme is Antarctic Gateway. The weekend features many visits and tours of Antarctic-related locations and museums. The presentations on the Saturday afternoon are coming together with a great focus on Antarctica and radio and can be viewed on the WIA website. The Saturday night conference dinner usually features a keynote speaker, and we're interested if you have recently heard a speaker at an event or presentation who has talked about something related to Antarctica and/or radio, and you think it would be entertaining and interesting for the conference attendees. Please email through your ideas to WIA2020conference, all one word, at gmail.com. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, on behalf of the organising committee. And QSL News. Reports from Herman VK7 Hotel Whiskey, who's the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that he will deliver cards to clubs or QTH on an opportunity basis and feedback from clubs as to which cards they would receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make the mail-out more cost-effective. If any of you can confirm, I am listing silent key calls, or if you have a new call sign, please email me so that I can update my records. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email at vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW. And we move to news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, VK7BY, back on air. On Sunday, the 13th of October, club members Dave, VK7DC, and Matthew, VK7ML, and Eric, VK7EV, attended Bob, VK7BY's QTH behind Wynyard. Bob also describes himself as an 87-year young, has been off air for at least 4 years. On the day, Dave and Matt erected a dual band flower pot made by Dave and with coax and connectors donated by Shane, VK7ABB. Have Bob on air. Bob can access quite a few of the Northwest repeaters and can utilise 70 centimetres RAC to operate on the north-south link. Bob can also access the 2-metre repeaters RAC to operate linked repeaters 2 metres to Stowport and 70 centimetres to the Dazzler range, as well as some simplex channels. So if you hear Bob on the air, please make him feel welcome as he finds his feet again on the airwaves. Photos of the activity can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTR and TVG. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Shirley, VK7HSC's Chat and Show bi-monthly meeting reminder. Hello, listeners. It is time to let you know that the next Chat and Show group will gather on the 2nd of November at the Penguin Sports Centre, Aincliffe Road, Penguin. It starts at 2 p.m. and drop-in is from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. It's also important to note that any operator or radio enthusiast can join in from anywhere in the state, the mainland or overseas, if you are visiting Penguin on the right day. It is a non-club event for all to enjoy, and the show part is open to anyone with collectibles, projects in progress or complete that they would like to show us. A plate for afternoon tea is always accepted with thanks and enjoyed by everyone. So remember, 2 p.m, Saturday 2nd of November, any inquiries to 0417 392 583 or to email franley40@bigpond.com. Look forward to seeing you there from Cheryl, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie. News from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are at 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. and across to Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, they all said, as I was sufficiently gullible to believe, that spring had arrived, but the last few days at my QTH has seemed a very definite return to winter. The big slow combustion heater is running at full speed to try and keep the cold weather in abeyance inside the house, but I have to don an extra sweater and thicker tracky dacks, and old Ugg boots have been jolted out of seemingly premature seasonal retirement after being dug out from under the pile of shoes. So, with frostbite averted, at least for the moment, let's turn to this week's Northern Club News segment. At the time of writing on Friday evening, many amateur operators from around the state and elsewhere will be gearing up to participate in the Jota Jyoti being conducted over the weekend. In the case of NTARC, planning has been well underway for the past few months, and after coffee on Friday morning, we saw our Jota coordinator and other getting the equipment set up. So I now hand over to our Jota coordinator, Peter, VK7KPC, to provide us with further information. While you are listening to this on Sunday morning, the team at Rochelle will be waiting for the arrival of the day's first group of scouts and guides. Hopefully we will have had breakfast and all the foxes have been returned to their various hiding places with new and recharged batteries. If all went to plan yesterday, we would have had about 50 youth members experiencing HF, VHF and UHF radio, fox hunting, robot programming, electronic kits, GPS challenge and billy carts. Timber tower construction by a couple of scouts has been planned, and we were due to have a team of venturers to assist with the Jyoti operation and any other help needed to run the weekend. They were planning an overnight stay and late night internet and a movie. We will be on air until 3 p.m. as VK7TAZ this afternoon, so if you hear a scout or guide looking for a contact, without much luck, please give them a call. And that comes from Peter, VK7KPC, the Jota and Jyoti coordinator. To our members that live relatively close, why not pop in and assist on the final day, as any additional help would be always greatly appreciated. Now it's time to hand over to President Idris, VK7ZIR, to give us a rundown of the technical session held last Wednesday, the 16th of October. The cold weather is still with us, causing Skywarmer to be providing warmth for us on a nippy night. Once everyone had arrived and settled with coffee and biscuits, the various groups got underway with their topic for the night. Trevor, VK7TB, and James, VK7JAM, were discussing the use of plotting software with James's AA30 Zero Analyzer module. Kevin, VK7HKN, was showing Paul, VK7YY, his buddy pole antenna setup with its various attachments for QRP operation. Ross, VK7ALH, had provided us with another excellent show-and-tell this time. It was a Uniden 2020 SSB transceiver from around the 1970s in going condition. The covers came off for everyone to have a look, and Ross even had the blueprint circuit diagram and other information, as well as some original colour sales brochures showing the radio and its accompanying VFO. Thanks again, Ross. What's next, I wonder? Idris, VK7ZIR, and Andrew, VK7DW, were busy setting up a DMR radio with the various talks groups for Jota this weekend. Again for Jota, Peter, VK7KPC, had lots of jobs on the go getting ready for the event. In the main hall, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Stefan, VK7ZSB, gave the projector a fine tune ready for Jota. As per usual, the centre table became a hotbed of discussion ranging from some social history of interesting information about the murkier side of Tasmanian politics, punctuated with some lighter entertainment, of course. At the end of the evening, Bernie, VK7BR, showed his domestic goddess style by vacuuming the carpet ready for Friday coffee morning. Well done, Bernie. Until next week, it's 73s from Idris, VK7ZIR. Once again, it sounds like a great night was had by all. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next technical session will be Wednesday the 23rd of October and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in and catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something you might be currently building, or just ask questions. You might be able to answer some of the other attendees. This is what the evenings are all about. Anything of technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, are available for a small gold coin donation. And the November General Meeting. This will be held on Saturday the 9th of November, and it will be a barbecue meeting. As usual, the barbecue will commence at noon and cost $10 per person. The meeting will commence at 1400 hours, and a show and tell has been listed to follow. So why not bring along something to share with everyone? And of course, afternoon tea will then follow. As usual, we ask for donations of salads and share a lunch, and items for afternoon tea are always appreciated. Remember that those that attend the lunch, your $10 covers both the lunch and the afternoon tea. For those just attending the meeting and enjoying the afternoon tea, a donation of a gold coin or small note would be appreciated. And coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon, or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any venue in Launceston or further afield for that matter where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for the donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all those members that have any items of news that they would like to add to the weekly roundup, then please email them through to the following address, ntarkemails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 5 o'clock on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast to allow for its timely insertion into the NTARK segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for the collation of the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated and do much to lower Yvonne's blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle, 73 from Yvonne, VK7 FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. And Reist learns about milk. Last Wednesday night, 14 people visited the Lion Drinks and Milk Company at Lena Valley. And firstly, a huge thank you to Dale Barnes, VK7 DG, who is the chief engineer, and David Goodrick, VK7 FABE, who is a dairy technologist at this factory. We all assembled in the lunchroom and kitted up with our personal protective equipment, including glasses, dust coats, hair and beard nets, and shoe covers, a wash of the hands, and we then entered one of the cleanest factories you will ever see. The maze of food-grade stainless steel pipework is a wonder to behold. We started off in the loading dock where the B-double milk trucks back in and unload the into refrigerated holding tanks. We then went to the valve matrix room where the milk is routed from the tanks to the various pasteurizers. The valve matrix is fully PLC controlled, and Dale explained the Profibus system and how it is used to control valves and motors. We then headed into the pasteurizing area where the milk is heated to 76 degrees for a certain period of time, then chilled back down through heat exchangers. This was also the room that contained the central processing unit for all the process control throughout the factory. Many screens showed the processes going on throughout the factory. It was then to the carton and bottle filling lines. These are highly automated processes where bottles are flying in from conveyor systems into the fillers and capping processes and then moved out into milk crates where they are automatically packed and sent to the cold stores ready to be shipped out. The milk carton folding, filling and sealing machine was fascinating. It was then up to the pasteurizing room where there is a where there are 10 tanks and a valve matrix switching arrangement that takes 4 inputs and 10 tanks as outputs and can switch any input to any output based on what the PLC is telling them via the touch screen's operator control panels. The array of sensors in use is mind-boggling. These are telling the PLCs when different parts of the process are starting and finishing, radar units telling the depth of liquid, interrupt sensors, and many others. We finished up in the power and motor control room with an array of switchgear and PLC control panels for the various motors used in the plant. We looked at our watches and wondered where that 2 hours went. We thanked Dale and David and went home, and again, I'm sure we'll never look at a litre of milk the same way again. Pictures are available on the Reest website and Facebook page, and that's 73 is from yours truly, Justin, Rico7TW. And save the date, the Reest November presentation. We are privileged to have Dr. Con O'Neill from General Practice Plus along for the night to give us some insights into common and not so common men's health issues, and importantly, how we can prevent or reduce the risk associated with these issues. The presentation will take place on Wednesday the 6th of November at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and a huge thank you to Dr. Con for coming along. DATV Experimenters Nights. We get back underway this Wednesday night with the DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. We welcome Rex, VK7MO, back, and he will be taking us through the Microwave Update, or MUD, conference he attended in Texas. This is the US version of GIPSTEC, held every year, and we will also have an outline of the Lena Valley Milk Factory tour with many more photos. There will also be many other interesting items, and we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV or set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that can tune 445.5, do a scan for the DVB-T signal, and if you can see the domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reest YouTube channel and Facebook, so see you there. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. And Reest, the Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and the Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms. And the Reest Microwave QSO Party following our Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 FM. And events, the Jota and Jyoti this weekend, October 19 and 20. Northwest, Saturday the 2nd of November, is the Chat and Show Group at the Penguin Sports Centre, Ironcliff Road, Penguin, starting 2 p.m. And Reest, Wednesday 6th of November at 7:30 p.m, Men's Health with Dr. Con O'Neill, Queen's Domain Clubrooms. NTARC, Saturday the 9th of November, barbecue starts at noon, followed by a show and tell at 2 p.m. in the Rochelle Clubrooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reest, NTARC, and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7VKT, and DMR is back to Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 091, both by Clayton VK7ZCR. And this broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. And further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group, and the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.